Hello, good morning. Thank you, Ken. Thank you, everyone here with me in the sanctuary and on the radio. I just love being in this conscious company. Just can soak in the loving energy of it all. So we're here for quote 110 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. We'll begin by remembering the truth of what we are. And from this place of peace and freedom, we'll allow the quote's truth to speak to us. So as we sink deeply into our hearts, we begin by taking a few deep breaths, allowing allowing the body and the mind to come into a comfortable position. A position of non-resistance, a willingness. A willingness to settle into the next few minutes. Sinking more and more into relaxation with each out-breath. Sinking more and more into a emptiness. NTI speaks of being the empty shell. As we sink deeper and deeper into this empty shell, coming into awareness of the present moment right now. Noticing what is in awareness, what emotions, noticing what's there, but recognizing it's not you. Letting it all be there. recognizing the peace that lies beyond it, before it. And noticing what thoughts are coming into awareness. Again, allowing them to be there, not trying to push them away, not trying to judge them, simply allowing. As we sink deeper and deeper into allowance, noticing they're there, but they don't affect me. And noticing what body sensations, just noticing, not judging, comparing, wishing it to be different, simply being here in this present moment, noticing. Allowing the present moment to be new, fresh, allowing the thoughts, the mood, emotion, the body sensations, allowing it all to be there. Recognizing you're the one aware of it. You're the awareness. Awareness has no past. Awareness has this moment, right now. Allow awareness to be free. Allow it to be unconditioned. Awareness is empty of all beliefs and all judgments, all past and all future. You are this awareness. this freedom. This quietness. This peace. Remain here, simply being. Live from this space of simply being. Observing is merely this, watching while realizing you do not know. Observing sets the moment free. It does not make of it a slave. It does not make it that which you would have it be. When the moment is free, it is a gift. As freedom, it is the reflection of your truth. As this gift, it is free to give a gift. It is free to give the freedom you have given back to the one who gave it. from our Holy Spirit. Observing is merely this, watching while realizing you do not know. Observing sets the moment free. It does not make of it a slave. It does not make it that which you would have it be. When the moment is free, it is a gift. As freedom, it is the reflection of your truth. As this gift, it is free to give a gift. It is free to give the freedom you have given back to the one who gave it. Observing is merely this, watching while realizing you do not know. Observing sets the moment free. It does not make of it a slave. It does not make it that which you would have it be. When the moment is free, it is a gift. As freedom, it is the reflection of your truth. As this gift, it is free to give a gift. It is free to give the freedom you have given back to the one who gave it. Observing is merely this, watching while realizing you do not know. Observing sets the moment free. It does not make of it a slave. It does not make it that which you would have it be. When the moment is free, it is a gift. as freedom. It is the reflection of your truth. As this gift, it is free to give a gift. It is free to give the freedom you have given back to the one who gave it. Thank you for joining for quote 110 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. Namaste. Thank you, Ken, for letting me share again today. And thank you, everyone who's here in the room and on the radio. I appreciate having someone to be with as we remember our truth. I hope everyone has a beautiful, lovely day. See you later. Love you. Bye-bye.